It's that time of the year when I can start thinking about lobster rolls. I mean, who doesn't love a good lobster roll? I'll tell you who doesn't love them. Sweden. But this isn't really about the rolls. Sweden wants to stop live American lobsters from being imported into Europe. This month, Sweden's Environment Ministry asked the European Union to ban imports of North American lobster. They're hoping to prevent lobsters from clawing their way into European waters and, they say, spreading disease. Chris Vrisamo is the owner of ABC Food, one of the largest seafood importers in Sweden. So more than 30 American lobsters, I gather, have been found in Swedish waters in recent years, Chris. How do people think they got there?
Reason is, you know, you could say the mishandling from other wholesalers on the West Coast. The rumor is that they tried to hold lobsters, and probably they didn't have any facility or any tank or anything. So they put them in the sea in some net, and then lobster escaped. But it's only the West Coast, a part of Sweden, where these North American lobster can survive.
And why do people have a problem with North American lobsters in Swedish waters?
Because that part of Sweden, we have also European lobsters, or we call them Swedish lobsters. And problem is that if we had American, North American lobsters coming into that water, maybe it will be like mixed up, like a hybrid. And also maybe some other disease maybe could be on the shell.
I gather, Chris, that most of your business comes from importing live lobsters from the U.S. So how big of an impact would this ban have on your company?
I guess it's like 75%. I mean, I'm trying to work on common sense. And I also try to work now with these people that like to stop this proposal.
So do you think an outright ban is too drastic?
I think that is very much too drastic. I get a little frustrated when I talk about it. And when I think about it, I think it's so very stupid. So we like to have, number one fixed holding facility. Also, number two, like direct import by air. And number three is, no live counter sale. That is also important.
Could this ban be actually good for the market for European lobsters, for Swedish lobsters?
Not at all. I can't see that the ban could be any good for anyone. I have heard also some suggestions that it could be good if we buy cooked lobsters. But we are like a food country and culinary country, and I think that's a couple steps back.
Yeah, you don't want to have your lobster pre-cooked. Let me turn to your foodie sense for a moment. What tastes better, North American lobster or Swedish lobster?
I can say that they are on the same, you could say, level for me. And I can also say that I'm working with it, so I don't eat so very much lobsters.
So you're surrounded by lobsters so much you can't even appreciate the taste anymore.
You know, we talk lobsters, work with lobsters, so it's just that we like also Swedish meatballs.
Of course you do. Chris Vrisamo, owner of ABC Food, one of the largest seafood importers in Sweden. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.